launching into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up anything at all, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots going on here tonight on the show. We've been all over the map talking about everything from parental responsibility for teenagers' actions to the police and them overreacting, Independence Day versus the 4th of July, a particular little, bone I like to pick every single year when it's this around this time of year. It's not the 4th of July tomorrow. It's Independence Day. Please remember that as you're listening to everyone around you call it the 4th of July. As we continue here, we can touch on that further if you'd like. But your calls are the primary element. Lee, we go to Gene, the Christian anarchist on the line in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
No, actually, this is the Christian anarchist deep behind enemy lines in Washington, D.C.
Ew, why?
Oops.
Does it make you feel a little dirty?
Sorry about that. I lost you for a second.
Drop your phone?
Yeah. No, I pulled my earphone out of my phone.
Anyway, so what are you doing there?
I wanted to talk about religion and politics.
All right, go for it.
And I think, and of course I'm seeing this religion called United States practiced very strongly here in Washington, D.C., and I think the one thing that I would like people to understand more than anything else is that there's a reason why people say don't talk about religion and politics, because they are one and the same. Politics or the belief in a government is actually a religion, and nowhere do you see that stronger than here in Washington, D.C., where you go to these monuments, they erect these big stone sculptures and these big buildings. They're basically cathedrals. And what it is, a form of worship. You pay your tribute to your king or your queen or your master, which portends to be your God.
Your God, the United States federal government.
Right. And that's one of the reasons that these people who call themselves authority seem to look down upon the peons, because they consider themselves gods, and they're different levels of gods. Of course, they're a polytheistic religion, and they do have a temple here that I just visited that is, I think they resurrected it by mistake, because it's a temple to the god of Jefferson. And you go in there, and you see the words engraved in stone in that temple, and they basically cut to heart what everything these crazy people are doing here. You know, every attempt at their tyranny is cut down by the words of Jefferson, and they're engraved in stone.
Great. It's a great analogy. I think you're pretty much spot on with it, Gene. Any other thoughts?
Well, I've said 2 years ago when I called you, I was here in Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago, and I said that they've got to do something with that Jefferson Memorial, because they can't leave it standing. It flies in the face of everything they're doing because of the words that are engraved there. And this trip, I found that it's very, very difficult to get to the Jefferson Memorial. They have basically cut off all parking that's near the Jefferson Memorial, so the only way into it is to walk. And we even have a handicap parking permit because of my wife's parents. And we could not get a handicapped parking place anywhere near the Jefferson Memorial. So I think they're trying to make it difficult to even go see that thing. And although 2 years ago I said, you know, I thought that they would set up a dirty bomb or something.
I don't know.
So
it could just be a bad. It could just be bad central planning, Gene, that you're really talking about. I don't know if it's a conscious choice. But thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231.
I don't think Americans. I mean, everybody's taught these things in school. They all have these civics things. I mean, Jefferson's words are easy to find on the internet, you know, carving them in stone in Washington, D.C. I don't think it means that much to people. I just don't think that I think that they can sort of hear it, but listen to it, but not hear it, you know.
Well, maybe they listen to it and agree with it on some level, or they look at it and it sounds good. I mean, you've got a poll tonight that you brought in that shows that people generally think the government is getting too big, and that or the government's way too big, and that they want less of it. but that doesn't mean they're actually going to do anything about it. So people agreeing with what Thomas Jefferson might say, is that's nice. It's great if you agree with Thomas Jefferson, but if you don't actually act on your beliefs, then what do you got? You've just got an intellectual debate session.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your calls. Ray is in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hello, Ray. Ray in Tampa? Going once?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ray, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm happy, actually, but...
Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's all right. I'm a conservative and a strong believer in the Constitution. Served under Ronald Reagan in the service for 6 years. And
who did you serve?
Who
did you serve in those 6 years?
I served the people under a very strong president, which I felt, and I was proud to serve during those times.
Isn't it true, though, that you really just served the politicians?
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, but it depends on which politicians, like I said, if the government is led by at least a decent leader, at least you feel you're serving someone that has.
So you felt that Ronald Reagan was decent?
Well, he had a good agenda. I mean, he didn't like cower to people. He stood up for the country
now,
against other people in the world.
When you say that he stood up for the country, did he stand up for small government principles?
I'm not really I don't feel that he was into expanding government beyond control like they do now.
What would you consider beyond control? Let me ask you a quick question here. What would you consider beyond control? Let's say you're starting at X as far as the size of the government, and then increasing the government by a certain percentage. What would how much percentage increase would be beyond control in your mind? 15%, 30%, 60%, 80%? What's beyond
control? Probably 10% would be beyond control.
He increased it by 69%.
I thought it was 67.
Something like that. Close to 65, 70% over the 8 years he was.
You were getting baited, Ray. Just go on with your point, because my partner will go after Reagan every time.
Okay.
I'll go after any of them anytime.
My point was that I heard on the, like you said, the popular media was a news break the other day talking about Independence Day and Thomas Jefferson, but they brought up something about an error in the rough draft of the Independence.
The Declaration of Independence?
Yes, where he referred to the people as subjects.
Oh, that he did.
Ray, I was just going to point out, it wasn't entirely uncommon for United States citizens to be referred to as subjects,
even up until
Roosevelt's
time. Back in those days, that was kind of common, so I can understand a slip of the tongue.
It wasn't a slip of the tongue. They're still doing that. The cops call people subjects all the time. I heard it just the other day.
Right.
Yeah. What does that tell you? How is it that on one hand they can call themselves public servants and servants, and then at the same time call you a subject?
Because they're above the law and just completely out of touch with reality.
Indeed, I will agree with that.
Just basically going back, to the basics of the Constitution and the Founding Fathers is what I was trying to get at. Conservatives will use. We'll look at that as the basis of what they believe, the Constitution, and that the Founding Fathers tried to build the government, in for the people, a small government, and then it just ran from there.
I'd like to make a point, the
politician type people, the way they're going to spin that error made on the rough draft as saying that the Founding Fathers were just like Obama.
They probably weren't as bad as Obama. But. Yeah.
Ray, I'd like to make a point about conservatives and the Constitution, if I could.
Please, okay. Conservatives and the Constitution.
Ray, I'd like to make a point about conservatives and the Constitution. Now, I would have called myself a conservative at some point in my life. I choose not to use that label anymore. And I guess what I sort of feel like is that... that there's an inaccurate picture in the mind of conservatives regarding the Constitution. And
I want you to tell me more about the inaccurate picture here in a moment. And, Ray, if you want to stick around for the conversation, you're welcome to. Hang on, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. A number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including our live listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors, plus our webcam, and even listen lines that will allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. All free, around the clock, listen.freetalklive.com.
take the StartPage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. If you use the proxy link that that comes under each one of the search results, you'll have privacy when you go to that website. You can start your 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
We are here to take your calls about anything. We actually held Ray over here. Ray is back with us listening to WFLA. As somebody who self-describes as a conservative, likes Ronald Reagan. Of course, I pointed out that Reagan had nothing to do with smaller government because it dramatically increased the size of government during his term. But, Mark, you wanted to comment on the whole conservative constitution thing.
Yeah. Ray, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. I guess the point I want to make, and I would have called myself a conservative at one point, and I think that now I've sort of moved and evolved, and I'm certainly no liberal, but I have sort of a different philosophy on the Constitution. Likely you and I view the Constitution very similarly, as though it was a document written in plain English so the average person could understand it, and therefore the government would be held responsible by the average person. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So I guess this is something that I came to understand about the Constitution. The Constitution gives the Supreme Court appellate jurisdiction over every case that comes before it, essentially gives it the ability to call something a law unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has the final say on what is constitutional, what isn't, right?
Yes.
So your and my opinion as to what is constitutional and what isn't really is completely irrelevant if we believe that the Constitution is a valid document.
Yeah.
So our opinions, as we are, in fact, the subjects that you were talking about, we are the subjects of essentially the United States government and maybe the Supreme Court as the highest body there. And, by recognizing the Constitution as a document that is valid and somehow binding to me, I didn't sign that thing, it was signed 200 years ago, and the government isn't abiding by it, so I don't consider it to bind me. But by saying that it binds me, I'm actually giving my power to the Supreme Court.
Any thoughts?
Yes.
How do you feel about that, Ray?
Well, it's kind of like it doesn't work very well, does it? In other words, I guess what my foundation of beliefs is that it's supposed to be for the people, by the people. And that's what supposedly the election process was supposed to do. But somehow they've manipulated that to where it's not even a true election anymore because it's not a full count. It goes to, different.
And would it really matter anyway? Because it wouldn't matter even if they counted it accurately and all that anyway, because you're still choosing between, as Jason Osborne put it from Sickle CAI, crap sandwich A versus crap sandwich B. I mean, these people are power addicted sickos who want to wield power over other people, peaceful people, and you're absolutely right when you say that it doesn't do much because, well, the fact is, words, the most glorified, wondrous words written on pieces of paper has never done thing number one to stop people who are looking to control others. And clearly, the so-called small government constitution did nothing of the sort. That's why we've got a multi-trillion-dollar federal government today that's killing and murdering people around the world and stealing billions of dollars and trillions of dollars from people who haven't even been born yet. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And it was the Republicans and the Democrats that did it together. 1-800-259-9231. All the while, they act like they're at each other's throats and like they don't like each other.
Well, I think they dislike each other. However, the problem is the pendulum swings, and the Republicans grow the government in their direction, the Democrats grow the government in their direction, and neither one ever shrink the government back when they get in charge.
Let's continue with your calls. Ben is listening to Tampa's WFLA, man. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Ben, you're on the air. Ben going once, Ben going twice. Let's try Larry in Tampa. Larry, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I just want to say you're absolutely—
There's somebody down there. Turn him up if you would, please.
Okay. You need to hold cops accountable for their behavior. But not only cops, but the rest of the criminal justice system. And I like to remind people the criminal justice system is far more criminal than it is just.
Yes, absolutely.
Over and over again. And one of the ways that they are more criminal than they are just is they have given themselves near absolute immunity. And mm-hmm. One of the ways is if you I'm sorry, near absolute immunity from civil lawsuits, so that they, you basically have no recourse to bring them, to make them accountable for their behavior.
Yeah, pretty much. You're right, absolutely. Through their system, there's not much that you can do,
yes.
Because it's you versus them, and it's their judges and their cops and their system and their rules and their interpretation of their rules that matters. In fact, here up here in New Hampshire and probably across the country, but I'm speculating about that, but up here in New Hampshire, the first rule, as I understand it, of the court rules, the system, the court system rules, is that the judge can waive any rule he wants anytime he wants. So, I mean, even by their own rules, they can do whatever it is they want to, and as you say, they have no liability for their actions. But there is a way, I think, for people to change things and to hold, to some extent, these bureaucrats accountable, and that is to no longer go along to get along, to no longer bend over, to no longer spread them, to no longer do as they say, to no longer pay what they demand, and to tell them, no, we're not going to go along with it anymore, we're not going to obey your regulations, we're not going to obey your nonsensical controls over our lives, over our private lives, over our business lives, no, we're not going to go along with it, and if you want to do something about it, well, you're going to have to put me in that jail cell over there because I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you this citation. I'm not going to pay you this ticket and this fine. At that point, things get pretty tough for them because I can tell you here in New Hampshire, they're so strapped for cash, even with all the thousands of dollars they get rolling in every single day from all the people they victimize on nonviolent crimes like open possession of alcohol or smoking cannabis or something like that or rolling through a stop sign. Even with the cash register ringing on all of those hundreds and hundreds of cases every single day, they still don't have any money. They are spending it all, and they barely can even pay the rent. The local Keene, New Hampshire, where we broadcast from, the city of Keene just this week had to waive the rent fee for the district court in order to keep the district court operating in this town. If they hadn't waived the rent, the district court would have had to have left Keene, New Hampshire. The Milford District Court just shut down the other day, and they're having to take unpaid furlough days. So right now, they are teetering on the precipice of destruction. And if enough people were to just refuse to go along with this nonsense, they would have to stop enforcing these bad laws.
I agree, but easier said than done. When the foundations crumble, what will the righteous do? And that's something to think about. If you have a chance, read Imbler versus Potschman. Imbler versus Potschman is the court case that these people gave themselves absolute immunity. And in this immunity, you're not there anymore.
Oh, we're here.
We're right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard silence. Basically, it's absolute immunity. Something that we the best sit down and decide that this is the best thing for them.
No, they decided it for themselves. You're absolutely right about that. Aggregating more power to themselves consistently
Fox
over time.
Fox is running the hen house.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. He said it's easier said than done to go along with, or to stop going along to get along. He's right about that, but there is a way to make it easier. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We are, as always, here to take your calls about whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can, again, take control here. And our website, by the way, allows you to get interactive. You can go and submit show prep suggestions. You go to freetalklive.com, create yourself an account. It's totally free. And then anything that you see online that you think is particularly interesting, submit it to our website. Other listeners will then see it and vote on it, whether they like or dislike. And the most liked items will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. In fact, the story that we started out the show with tonight, we found right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all of that on us. Now then, I said I had an idea as far as how it is that I was talking about non-cooperation and no longer going along with what the bureaucrats are demanding of you, not following their stupid regulations and their ordinances. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I'm not talking about damaging people. I'm talking about just going about your life how you want, as long as you harm no one else. So don't go along with it. Don't pay the fines. Don't obey and refuse to go along with it. And the last guy we were on the phone with says, well, it's easier said than done. And he's absolutely right about that.
Right. It's essentially what the economists would call a market failure.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a market failure would be the idea is the government is by we the people, right? So joint and severally, we all have the responsibility of keeping the government responsible. Mm. However, it is easier and safer for the individual to not hold the government responsible, but in fact to do what the government says because it's going to cost them, 50% of their earnings or whatever the average individual pays in federal, state, local, municipal taxes and all that other stuff.
Your head up above water, they'll
you'll lose 100%. So that's what they call a market failure. The Constitution and the sort of democratic republic that we have is in fact a system prone to market failure.
I don't know. I hesitate to use the term market when describing anything in regards to the government.
I'm just saying that's what the economists would call it.
Okay. Well, economists are mostly Keynesian, and we wouldn't agree with
that. In this case, it would be an Austrian. David Friedman was the person I talked to, the gentleman who wrote The Machinery of Freedom,
yeah,
the son
big,
of Milton Friedman.
Not a big
Friedman.
Fan. Anyway,
awesome.
So what I wanted to talk about was how it is that it could be easier, because he said it's easier said than done to advocate people refusing to go along with the government. And he's right. It is easier said than done. However, it is easier to do when you get together with other people who are willing to do it. If you are dispersed, if you're distributed throughout the United States and you love freedom and you want, you fantasize about saying no to the government, then I've got an idea for you. You can visit freestateproject.org to learn about the Free State Project. Mark and I are Free State Project participants. We made the move here to New Hampshire back in 2006, all the way up from our home state originally of Florida. And it's been a great move because we've gotten together with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who've come from around the country and around the world to get here to New Hampshire. And there are over 10,000 people that have signed up for this project. Only a few hundred have moved at this point, but thousands more are coming. And these are people that understand what liberty means. They understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. They understand that freedom means the ability to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm other people. And they understand that action needs to be taken in order to get us to where we want to be. And more action than just begging politicians or voting. There's a lot of disobedience and media creation and non-cooperation going on here. We've had some recent successes on easy stuff like not paying parking tickets and things like that. Just try saying no. But it's easier and more powerful to say no when you're around other people who will back you up, people who will support you in your saying no, rather than deriding you for it or calling you unpatriotic or un-American or trying to shame you somehow for not going along with the arbitrary diktats of these fools calling themselves government, these power-mad sickos. So that's my suggestion. It does make it easier, does it not, Mark, when you have people behind you?
Absolutely. I see the in the future here, my prediction, this is what I see and experiencing on a daily basis. I believe that the government in New Hampshire will slowly be arrested in its growth and actually be pared down in size. Who else anywhere? What other state what other state and certainly not the federal government has the prospect of that happening?
None that I know of. 1-800-259-9231. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, and then get signed up and make plans to get up here as soon as you possibly can, because the fun is happening without you, and it can be even more fun with you. So freestateproject.org. Let's continue with your calls. Doug, listening in Jacksonville, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug. You're on the air.
Good to hear you. My brother, who lives up in Ipswich, New Hampshire, outside of Manchester, mm-hmm. is the one that told me to listen to you guys.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So
what's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to talk about independence, and my little boy's going into second grade this year and has to read an autobiography during the summer.
Okay.
And from a certain author, and he did them all, and a lot of the founding fathers, and one of them John Paul picked out Ben Franklin. And I just want to tell you a little interesting thing was the Revolutionary War happen was the Intolerance Act of, I believe it was 1768.
Yeah, the Intolerable Acts, yeah.
When they told them that, you know, the soldiers, you had to room and board the soldiers up in Massachusetts. And it didn't go over too well. But mm-hmm. just 36 years later, 34 years later, I believe, you know, they've done that again with our government.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll give you a good example. They passed the new Credit Card Reform Act back in March or something, and it went in effect, you know, last month or back in November it went in effect. It was March of 2009. And what that did to me personally was brought the government and that act into my house. Everything was going fine. We had our finances in order. We did have debt on credit cards, maybe five cards that had $6,000 out of $20,000 limits, well mm-hmm. below their ratio, you know, the 40% out. So our credit was awesome. Well, what they did with that act, they dropped our limits down to the exact amount that we had out on the cards. Thus, every bank did that. One started it. The government banks, of course, did it first, the Bank of America and Citibank. And what that did was took our took my credit score, they said, now since you got your ratio got 100% out on the cards, they dropped my credit ratings and they raised my rates. Most of my cards were under 10% interest, and they raised my rates to 31.99% because I had much money out all of a sudden.
This is happening across the nation to families across the nation, to hundreds of thousands of families across the nation. This
protect
is happening to
protect and serve.
And this it's what happens when you have a government of people who aren't responsible for their actions, because these politicians aren't going to have any kind of reprimand given to them for their silly use of force in this circumstance, and they're entering into an area where they don't belong. Force always has unintended consequences. The idea of this was to protect the consumer, but in fact, it always does the exact opposite. Every time they pass a law, either ineffective or does the exact opposite of what it is that they were hoping to do. And here you have essentially what they are is, lawyers that couldn't make it as lawyers, so they decided to become politicians.
Right.
So unsuccessful lawyers deciding to implement economic policy. And it's like radio advertising executives doing brain surgery. It doesn't make any sense.
No, but I will beg to differ on one point that you said.
Okay.
I believe when you said they intended to correct something and to fix something, I don't believe that at all. I believe they know 100% what the outcome of what that bill was going to do to the average person. And they want you to be in debt. They want you to be indebted to the government. They want you to be on unemployment. They want to extend it and keep you on there. They want you to be true subjects, as you guys were saying earlier.
Yeah, if you're in financial difficulty, then they're going to hope that you'll look to them to help them out.
My partner will definitely agree with you on that point. I tend to ascribe to incompetence what I can ascribe to incompetence, and I don't get into try not to delve into the conspiratorial aspects of the government.
Well, these lawyers,
but
who
I
write
wouldn't
these
doubt
laws.
It. Okay,
the lawyers who write these laws are not the politicians. The ones who
consistent incompetence.
I'm with you. The lawyers that write these laws that get passed are not the politicians themselves, typically. In many cases, they are professional bureaucrats who write the laws, and then they pass them along to the politicians to introduce and that sort of thing. So somebody crafty got behind this, and they were likely motivated by something. Thank you for the call. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Yes, get lawyers' money.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, perhaps, for your call. 800-259-9231 is the number of the website, freetalklive.com. You can join us over there online. Around the clock, lots of different ways to get interactive. We got our bulletin board system there, over 500,000 posts await you. It's virtually unmoderated, though, so do be aware of that as you are surfing around. Also, freetalklive.com, different ways for you to help support the program, including shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, something else you can do is go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole list of different things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears. If you like the show, then share it with somebody that you care about. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn how to do that. As we continue here with your calls, Michael is on the line listening to WSC-FM in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to give people hope. You know, today we held a secession or independence rally here in South Carolina, and there weren't that many of us. But we got a lot of attention, and we made the local TV news. And
hey, right on.
Yeah, a lot more people have heard about our message.
What's the response? I mean, when you're up at, talking to people in public who just happen to be like, passing by, what are they saying to you about secession?
Well, in South Carolina, this is the third one of these that we've done. The response is, I would say, about 95% positive.
Mm.
And I'm not exaggerating. Almost everyone who responds is at least, they're enthusiastic. I mean, maybe it's, you know, here in South Carolina we have an independent spirit, but a lot of people really like the idea.
I think in the South that it's pretty common that, you know, that there's kind of this aspect to the old Civil War thing and people feeling a sort of camaraderie with the South in general, and the idea that we should win this time, or something like that.
You'll win if you don't shoot on the against the front.
Right. The only way you're going to win in secession these days is by not firing.
You have to be peaceful if you want secession to succeed. You understand that?
Was there were there Confederate flags at this event?
No, there weren't. We only flew we flew the South Carolina flag, and we flew the South Carolina secession flag. So there were no Confederate flags. It was a symbol of South Carolina, and our banner, we had a big banner that says South Carolina Independence with our website and all on that. And, you know, several folks came by. Some people there was a group of girls who came by and wanted their picture taken with the banner.
Cool.
And, it was really encouraging.
I think that's great news because it gets the meme, the concept of secession out there for people to look at and say, wow, people are talking about that again? And actually begin some discussions, get people talking about it, and get them to hopefully move them eventually beyond the point of because a lot of people, when they first encounter secession, will say, oh, well, you can't do that. They tried that once. And it doesn't have to be like it used to be. It can be peaceful. And if it is peaceful and remains peaceful, then there's nothing the feds can do about it. Because anything they do will just make them look violent and make them look bad. And I fully support what you're doing. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The more people talking about secession in as many venues as possible, the better. So if going out and holding banners on the side of the road gets you some attention, that's good. If it gets you media coverage, it's even better. Even if they get your message wrong, that's okay. If they get your website right, then it doesn't matter that much. So as long as they can, as long as people are talking about secession, we're moving closer to it. And so anything that you can do personally, if you support the idea, bring it up at dinner. You know, they say don't talk about politics and religion at dinner. I say screw that. This is very important. We need to start talking about the idea of getting rid of the federal government and, you know, splitting up into 50 different states or whatever the amalgamations would be. Maybe California would join up with Nevada or something. Who knows how things would end up working out. As long as there's no more federal government, that'll be a step in the right direction. Let's continue here. 800-259-9231. Bob is in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Bob.
How are you? Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
This is an American who found your channel by accident, and I'm glad to exercise my right of free speech.
Indeed, sir. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
What is on my mind is like myself and a lot of Americans, some of us took an oath of office or an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States from with enemies afar and enemies within. And I would like to put it out there that When the lawmaker holds up the bill and 73% of the nation does not want it, and they say they're going to ram it down our throats, at what time do we stop becoming a democracy and start being a communist nation? And if I took that entity out, would I be protected under my oath and the Constitution of the United States?
Well, the answer is no. they will. I don't know about the oath because whatever the court they're going to try you in doesn't really care about your oath and it doesn't really care about the Constitution. They'll feed it lip service and that kind of thing. But I totally share your frustration. It seems clear to me that politicians don't much care about us little people. The idea of the bailouts and the tarps and all these things.
I was at 9/11.
Okay.
I saw the horror of that day. I lost many friends that day. And then I moved down to South Carolina, and then to hear the horror of a 13-story mosque being built over a gravesite where my friends who have not been recovered sickens me to death. Where are our politicians?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second here. I could understand where you were coming from before, but with this mosque thing, are you saying that people should be able to build things on private property?
I'm saying that if you look at France and England, within 25 or 30 years, they're going to be Muslim countries. I interviewed Taliban.
What evidence do you have of that?
Excuse me?
This is the same scare tech that they used on Catholics 100 years ago. Look at these Catholics. They breed like roaches.
What do you plan to do about it?
Well,
you're look for the politicians. Are the politicians going to protect you?
Let him answer.
The civil way to do it is to vote these people out of office.
And then pass a law that prevents someone from building a mosque somewhere you don't like?
No, I have no problem with a Muslim living next door to me.
Okay.
I have no problem with, if you read the newspapers here in this country, you don't really see the Quran as what it is. There was a totally different entity that controls the news in this nation.
And what is the Quran?
The Quran is the equivalent of the Muslim Bible.
Okay, so you made it sound like what it is as though it was something bad. Do you think it's bad?
I just think it's a slap in the face to the people who were murdered that day.
Well, let's turn it around for a second. In Oklahoma City, a white American Christian decided to blow up the Edward R. Murrow building or whatever it is there in Oklahoma City. Do you think that they shouldn't be allowed to build a church across the street from that?
No. Our country was founded to have the ability to build what you want, where you want, but respect
your neighbor.
I don't know. I think this country was founded.
Would it be disrespectful for a Christian church to be built across the street from the old federal building in Oklahoma City?
I don't think it's disrespectful.
Why? Wasn't it the same situation?
Because Timothy McVeigh had his beliefs.
That doesn't answer the question. It's not really responsive. Why is that different? Why is it different than building a Christian church across the street from the federal building in Oklahoma City that was blown up?
It's actually not different. It's not. If you look at it that way, it's not different.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah,
I can see that this is a hurtful thing, but the idea of turning the apparatus of government loose on, honestly, people who didn't have anything to do with
today.
It. What's that?
I was in law enforcement for 21 years.
Okay.
And I agree with some of the things you say. And I disagree with some of the things you say. And it's not a perfect world or a perfect nation. And there's not, there's good and bad no matter where you are.
Thank you, Bob, for the call. Let's actually talk to Ty here quickly. Ty in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my name is Ty, and I'm a recovering American statist.
Hi, Ty!
I'm wondering, is there a 12-step program for recovering American status?
There
lightning?
Should be.
Well, I tell you, the first step is to admit that we have a problem.
That's it right there. And see, the inconsistencies with the last caller, I appreciate what he's saying, but if he stood back for a second and listened to himself, he would probably see the glaring inconsistencies.
But you know how hard it is, Ty, when you're an American citizen. Actually, this is true all over the world where governments operate. But when you're spoon-fed this crap that they give you in school and then through the media, it's no wonder people are confused and inconsistent.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Ty, thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate it. Maybe he'll listen to himself later on. Let's talk quickly to James in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA FM. James, you got about the last 20 seconds.
Oh, goodness, man. Not much to say, I guess. I wanted to say that I was surprised to hear someone on the radio or in any media talking about the police like that. I mean, in regards to the fact that they may be, I mean, just the entertaining idea that they may be holding what you say against you specifically.
Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. It must be the first time you've heard the show.
No, I've heard it a couple times, but...
Well, call us back another night when we have more time to talk to you. We're on, by the way, six nights a week. If you don't get all six nights where you live, call your favorite radio station and ask them. Tell them you appreciate hearing what you hear and tell them you want more. See you online at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.